Lucas, what are you doing?
Working out, man. But well, I'm running out of stuff to listen to.
You're running out of stuff to listen to?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Audible?
Oh.
No. Well, this podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. And Lucas, you and all of our listeners of this fine podcast can get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/3angrynerds. And they have over 100,000 titles to choose from, and you can play it on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or even your archaic MP3 player. Hey everybody, welcome to the Three Angry Nerds podcast, and there's actually three of us this week. Yeah.
Kind of. Two of you are almost dead.
I'm not dead. Jordan's almost dead.
I'm almost dead. I'm getting there.
Jordan hasn't been on the podcast in a few weeks, so...
I've been working.
You guys can over get happy.
I've been working to get that cheddar, son. I've been working to get my paper.
So you can go watch some, Equalizer movies?
I fucking saw Equalizer, Thursday before work. I had to come in at, 12 to close, and I had time. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to go to the movies. literally, as soon as the movie was over, I went to the parking lot, hopped in the back seat of my car, changed my clothes, and was like, time to go to work. Let's go.
That's great.
My friend's like, Jordan, can you give me a ride? I'm like, dude, I'm literally 5 minutes away from being late, so you're going to have to figure out your own ride home.
Speaking of figuring shit out, Bryan Singer, despite all those charges of him raping young boys, he's going to direct X-Men Apocalypse.
He's back.
He's back. Watch out, little boy.
He's back, all right. Did you guys ever see that picture he had of him, they tweeted of him and the guy that plays Kid Apocalypse in Days of Future Past? It looks so goddamn uncomfortable. He's smiling. Singer's smiling, standing there with his hand wrapped around his shoulder. And the kid's just standing there I don't know. He's like,
do I have to suck your dick again?
I don't know if I want to be here anymore. You told me if I could come in this movie, I would get Hugh Jackman's autograph. I haven't seen Hugh Jackman, around.
You told me I'd only have to suck your dick once. Aww. Not twice. God damn it.
Aww. Apparently that kid is super. He's also gay though. Apparently.
Okay, so it's fine.
How do you know you're gay at that age? That's kind of something really weird. You don't you have to find out about sex first, and then you have to find out if you're gay. Isn't that how it works?
Well, the kid was 17, so he probably.
Oh, he was 17. Okay, okay. Well, I thought he was something else. I thought he was 10 or something like that. I haven't seen the movie. When you say kid, I think 10.
There's some people. And, I like to mention Baron at a time like this, who just assume they're gay because they look at a picture of a man or are mildly attracted to it.
Again, we have to bring up the fact that, he told us he was bisexual. And we're like, when did you decide you're bisexual? And he's just like, oh, yesterday. And I'm like, how did you come up with that? How'd you get to that conclusion? And he's like, I don't know. It was just... I don't know. And I'm like, you can't know that you're bisexual or not if you haven't had an experience that. And he's like, shut up. You guys are just hating on me. You guys don't know me.
Yeah, then
you don't know me.
He came back a couple days later. He's like, I'm definitely bi. You're like, what the hell did you do in the period? Like, did you go on Craigslist? And we're like, it's like,
young boy wants older man. Like 9,000 people responded. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
That's the thing. Baron's like 30.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
He's still a younger man. It still works. Like, these guys are out there like 2 years old.
He's not 30. He's 10 years older than that. He's 40.
Oh, is he? Oh.
Yeah. Something like that. But, like, he acts like a 16-year-old.
Like.
Which is. I want to have Baron on the podcast.
He talks about the weirdest shit. Like, one time he came in and he's talking about, like, his favorite, like, Disney, like, love moments, like, relationship Disney moments. And I'm like, you know, it's one thing to like Disney movies, but it's a totally different thing to, like, start analyzing the fake fictional relationship between two characters in a Disney. Like, what the fuck? Am I going to watch Mulan and analyze two Asian people in love? No.
Oh, he doesn't talk about the culture controversy with, like, the sex thing with Walt Disney. He's all like, man, I love that romance shit. Like, okay. Got a little weird.
But I enjoy is he comes in and he's like, hey, guys, and whatever you're talking about, he doesn't care. He'll just start talking about his family.
Oh.
That's his stick. Oh, God. Is that his thing?
That's his thing. He'll produce paragraph after paragraph of weird fan fiction. One time it was just me and Kurt in the chat room, and he comes in. He's like, hey, you guys want to read my fanfic or whatever? We're like, Jesus. And he starts posting it, and like, we get halfway through it, and we're like, so the character, what is he, gay? What's? And he's like, no, he's bisexual. And we're like, oh, okay. Why is he bisexual? And he's like, because I'm bisexual.
There was this like really weird moment too where like him and Emcot were both we're both bisexual, and they were like bonding, and I'm like, this is awkward, I don't want to be in this chat.
Oh, God.
God, we've been talking about two people that like nobody in this podcast knows about.
Jesus Christ.
So anyways, Bryan Singer directing X-Men Apocalypse. Simon Kinsberg, the writer, confirmed that Cyclops, Jean Grey, Storm are all going to be in this movie. And I mean, they've mentioned Nightcrawler and Gambit before.
Apparently Cable is something that's being rumored too, which kind of makes sense since this movie's coming out after or before Deadpool.
Oh, that's Deadpool. The thing. Oh, no, it'll be after.
After Deadpool, so it'll make sense if, like, they use this movie to introduce... No, wait.
Cable.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it makes sense then. So, like, we'll watch Deadpool and be like, hey, who the fuck was that guy with the two big metal arms? And then we'll see Apocalypse and be like, oh, yeah. Okay, I get it. That's that guy. I know him.
I'm still hoping that Deadpool has this moment where it's like, you know how they have those shots where they pan around the group of people and they're all posing? I want that with Deadpool, and he's just doing like random shit.
Like, he's just posing, but it's just him. So like as if in the Avengers there was Hulk and Hawkeye and Thor, it's like Deadpool, like different positions, like running around the camera to get to those positions.
Yeah,
that's fucking brilliant.
That's my idea for the movie.
Can I just tell you, that's fucking brilliant.
This is fucking like, brilliant.
I figured you'd like that.
he's like yelling at the camera like, slow down, I can't fucking keep up, slow down.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta be able to like fourth wall that shit.
Oh god. Okay.
So yeah, apparently Psylocke and Cable might be in it too. And Psylocke's fine.
Oh god, she is. Oh god, you guys remember how Psylocke was in X-Men 3?
It was pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Was she in X-Men 3? Who was she?
She was not hot.
She was, I'll bring up a picture.
She was like a black chick.
No, that was a different Psylocke in X-Men 3. She was like an Asian chick in...
Okay. I'm trying to remember, though. Like, there was a lot of mutants in there, like, you would recognize, not recognize. So it was...
Because they didn't ever say names. That's the thing about some of these movies. They don't ever say names. And then when you find out later in like Easter eggs, you're like, wait, holy shit, that was fucking what's his face? Or that was that? Like, it's, yeah. You don't
like
ever
Jubilee
know.
And X-Men 2? Like, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Like, holy shit, that was yeah. Jubilee? What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, well, you got it before I got it. All right. Oh, where is it?
So, speaking of X-Men movies. Oh, wait, no. First off, like, are you guys excited? Oh,
okay, yeah.
To see, like, these characters?
I want to see a Nightcrawler return. And I like Gambit, but it all depends. If we're going to hire another Canadian Gambit and be like, this all about the fuck card flow and, like, shut the fuck up, you're not going back.
Nope. This Gambit is coming straight from Jump Street.
Are they actually gonna get him in?
Because
he's been like, I will jerk you off to be Gambit. Like that's where he's fucking at right now.
No, it's confirmed. He's
oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all like,
shut the fuck up, stop jerking people off.
I don't think we ever talked about this. But like sometime after like Comic Con, Channing Tatum did an interview after he came back from it, and his guy's like, "So how's it feel to be Gambit, whatever?" And he's like, "Oh, it's."
Oh, and he flicked the cards.
He throws cards at the guy's like, "Throw these fucking cards at me." He's like, "Okay." And he starts throwing cards. This guy's like, "Shit, God, that hurt."
Yeah, the guy's a little pussy. He's all like, "Throw the cards." And he's like, "You sure, dude? I'm gonna like put you in a world of hurt." And he's like, "No, dude, it's fine. Do it."
Wait, so Jason Tatum threw cards at someone?
Yeah, he threw playing cards
at this little like bitch interviewer. It was just like, it was so funny. You're like, you don't even know what you're asking.
Because I'm pretty sure he's a strong guy. Like, he probably could toss those cards pretty, even though they're like flimsy, they probably like, you know, nick you pretty good. Oh yeah.
He caught the guy. He gave the guy a fucking paper guy.
I'm going to try to embed that video in that article for this week's podcast so you guys can, like, watch it.
The same interviewer, dude, he, like, challenged Denzel Washington. He was, like, doing a thing for The Equalizer. He challenged Denzel Washington to, like, an eye-staring contest. You know what I'm talking about? Blinking contest or whatever. And Denzel Washington fucking wins, and the guy blinks in, like, 10 seconds.
So, what, is this whole shtick? Like, he just challenges people to, like, challenges he'll always lose?
I guess.
It's like, by the way, I'm the loser.
Is there a challenge, like, you know, 50 songs?
There's, like, several videos of him and Marky Mark, like, doing arm wrestling matches. Like, it's weird.
Hey, Lindsay Lohan, let's see who dies from first.
Let me shoot this shit up here.
God damn, that's horrible. I'm so sorry, Lindsay Lohan, if you listen to this podcast.
Well, fuck her. She's suing Rockstar for some bullshit, so fuck, she can go fuck herself. Mean girls or not, she can kiss my ass.
She would, too, and then you would have herpes.
Aww.
On your ass.
Okay, let me ask you this. Who do you guys want for Cyclops and Jean Grey?
Honestly, Cyclops, like, people are going to make fun of me for this. But I'm being dead serious when I say this. I want fucking Zac Efron for Cyclops.
Oh, for real? That's who I want too.
Oh, really?
Why?
Yeah.
I make fun of the guy. What the fuck you want Zac Efron on? You guys bisexual? You decided that just right now?
No, dude. After, like, The Neighbors, I'm seeing, like, Zac Efron as, like, an actor that's, like, capable of so much shit. Like,
And didn't he say he was working on a Marvel movie too?
Oh God, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. So what if that's it? What if he's like secretly been Cyclops this whole time and he's like keeping it all a secret?
He'd be a 20 times better Cyclops than James Marsden, than fucking Lois Lane's shitty ex-husband.
He would actually do
shit. Yeah, dude. He'd be like, "Oh man, it sucks being an X-Men. I should throw a frat party and have Seth Rogen over." And then Seth Rogen could be a mutant. What mutant would he be? He'd be,
The Blob?
No, he'd be someone cool like that. He'd like,
Come on, dude. He'd be the Blob. I mean, like, what else would he be?
Because he's not that fat even. He's not fat enough to be the Blob. That's like, you have to be like John Candy fat to be the Blob. He would have to be like that little furry midget guy. You know what I'm talking about? Here, let me bring it.
Oh, you mean Puck?
Is that what his name is?
Yeah, Puck.
Yeah, but he's in Alpha Flight, dude. He's not in. He's not. Well, he's a mutant, I guess, but like he's not part of X-Men.
You make him a little hairier. He could play Beast.
No, yeah, no, no. We're getting fucking Frasier. Get him as Beast. Fuck everyone else. Everyone.
So, some people have suggested, and I think this is not a bad idea, Emma Stone, or is that her name? Yeah, the chick that was Gwen Stacy.
Nah.
Yeah, no. Some people suggested her as Jean Grey.
I don't
Jean Grey.
See her being a Jean Grey. Like, she's... No. No, she does. She needs a better role than that. Jean Grey's very placid, very boring in a sense, and she's very excited and always wants, she has energy. She would have to tone it down like 9 notches to be Jean Grey. I don't think that'd be a role for her. She could do it.
She's a redhead.
She can do it, but I just don't see her pulling it off better than someone else. It's like Megan Fox and April O'Neil kind of thing. It's the same kind of thing. Like it's a typecast kind of thing at that point. I don't really...
Ooh, Megan Fox is Jean Grey.
Nah, man.
No, again, that's the problem. You have this is the same problem. I'm being serious. Megan Fox is also a bad actress, but if she actually could pull it off, her acting style isn't a Jean Grey. Like, Jean Grey is very,
like,
one
let's
emotion.
Let's get this out there before we start comparing actresses. Famke Jensen is a pretty fucking shitty actress. So,
yeah.
And everybody's all over her dick for some reason. So, whatever reason, Famke Jensen's so great, I don't see it. So,
you can get. Oh, you know what? I've just thought of. Fucking thought of it. That girl that lives in Vancouver who played in The Matrix. Fucking.
Carrie-Anne
Moss. Yes, Carrie-Anne Moss. She could play a good Jean Grey.
She's like. Well, okay, she'd be like way too old for this.
Well, then I'm just
because they'd be going.
Well,
like
you
20.
Can still do shit with that. You can make everybody look fucking young. You know that as much as I do. That's what
they're supposed to be like 17, 18.
Well, I don't.
Carrie-Anne Moss can't look 17.
We're talking about Apocalypse, so we're talking. It's not supposed to be teenagers anymore, right? This is supposed to be like 10 years down the road now.
Apocalypse.
Correct?
Apocalypse is set in like the late '70s, early '80s.
Oh, is it? Okay, well then.
Yeah. So they'd be teens.
Yeah, so we're talking about teenage.
Sorry, Lucas. Carrie-Anne Moss ain't happening.
I love you, Carrie-Anne Moss.
You can still bang her. I mean, she lives in Vancouver. Just look her up.
I know.
Bella Thorne, I guess. She's a pretty shitty actress, but she could probably do it.
That's what I'm going at, Jordan. The same thing is, like, it has to be a shitty actress who has an attitude problem. Like, that's what I think Jean Grey is. It's just, like, really boring and had an attitude problem. Like, that's where I'm kind of going towards. What? Like, she's a hipster kind of thing. Like, save the trees! Like, okay, Phoenix, get the fuck out.
What about the chick from Hannah?
Oh, Saoirse Ronan?
Yeah.
Nah, man, like, she's a good actress. I like Saoirse Ronan. She's just made bad decisions. Like she deserves a role that's better than what she's being offered.
Okay.
So...
I mean, she's not a bad actress.
No, she's not. She really does. She really is good. Like, she's just made fucking shitty movies. I think maybe if, like, a role that came out to her that was really good, then she would not get out of the park. For me, Jean Grey is one of those characters, like, I could take her or leave her. If she was out of the fucking movie, yeah. I would not care.
Okay.
Like...
I'd almost rather have it, and I hope they do it this way, where it's like... Because, like, okay, at the beginning of X-Men, it was basically, like, Scott and Jean were a thing already. But, like, I kind of want it where, like, Scott is courting her, where it's not, like, the movie just starts and they're together. Like, I kind of want them to, like, earn that relationship.
Yeah, that would make sense if they did it in the teens.
Yeah. Like, and that would be a pretty fun way of doing it. Yeah. I don't know how much of a teenager Zac Efron looks like, but, I mean... I still want him as Cyclops. I don't give a shit.
The one thing I would want from Apocalypse is to sort of retcon X-Men 3, which they already did in Days of Future Past, but I want, like, the whole, like, Phoenix shit to be, like, done properly. Like, I want, like, shit to come from space and to, like, infect Jean Grey, and she's like, oh, whoa, what the fuck? I'm infected by space mutant enhancing powers and all that shit.
It's kind of like, you know what? That's something I would have to think real. I don't know why people have been changing the movie status. Like, I never got why, like, Ninja Turtles wise, I hate bring this up, but, like, why does Splinter always have to be a rat that mutates and then learns ninjutsu? Why isn't it a guy that learns ninja? Like, these storylines that make sense, why do you have to change them to not make any sense anymore? Like, the Wolverine story, like, in Origins, and, like, oh, just stop it. Just go with the goddamn Origins that are good. Just stop making your own Origins.
Yeah. I have to agree.
People just love changing shit up.
Yeah, like, they love changing shit up. Like, okay, the Iron Man Origins was still there, but they changed it. But they changed it in a sense where it was still kind of, like, it was still...
It was modern.
Listen, yeah, it was a modern...
The only thing that was different, it was modern. Like, instead of Chinese terrorists, I think, in the comics that kidnapped them, it was, like, Muslim radicals, because it fit, like, the time where there was a war in Iraq. Like,
exactly.
It all fit for a modern age.
And I fucking hate what they did to the Mandarin. And that fucking pissed me off. Like, I understood it, but, like, at the end, we find out who the Mandarin is. Spoilers. It's that guy. And, like, he, like, the suit gets burned. I'm like, I'm a fireman. I'm the Mandarin. And just, like, this is stupid. It's like, get the rings. Get my Mandarin. Just fucking do that shit, right?
Don't let Alex hear that, though. He loves the Mandarin twist.
No, I love the Mandarin twist of like, the actor. We're talking about the guy who was actually supposed to be the Mandarin. Like, the guy that was, like, his body was on fire all the time. And, like, his, like...
Oh, fake, Killian.
Yeah, right? And he was, like, actually the Mandarin. Like, that fucking shit was stupid. Like, get the fucking rings from the goddamn spaceship, turn his goddamn screen green, and fucking Mandarin.
Like, if you were to ask me... Like 2 years before Iron Man 3 came out, and that you were going to tell me there was a new Mandarin, I would have assumed like the whole thing was going to be like, oh, Ben Kingsley is like a dude or whatever, and like he gets Chitauri parts after the Avengers, and like yeah. Fucking forms like super space rings and shit out of that, and then like it doesn't work properly, and then like he goes nuts. Like that would have been my guess.
Well, don't they do that short? Isn't that short at the end where, like, you're like, you pissed off the real Mandarin Corporation? And, like, they take him away, and nothing, we don't know what the fuck happened after that short. So it might still
be. Apparently, Age of Ultron is going to deal with Mandarin still.
Oh, is it? That's okay. Rumor.
Yeah. We should move on. We've been, like, we're still on our first topic.
Oh, Jesus.
Tangents is what we're good
yep.
for.
Yep.
Fox is going to release a quote-unquote rogue cut of Days of Future Past. Days of Future Past, bleh, next year, and it'll feature all of Rogue's scenes that were cut from the movie.
Oh, which I hear were actually kind of shitty. So
why did they cut her from the movie? Just because
it was
length.
Well, yeah, focus groups didn't test well with, like, her stupid cameo appearance. And, like, the way she popped up didn't make sense to the plot. Like, her whole thing was that, like, they were going to break her out of a prison because after Wolverine cut, what's-her-face, Ellen Page, Juno, and she was bleeding out. So what they were going to do was is kidnap Rogue, have Rogue siphon his Wolverine's healing powers and heal Juno. And they're like, wait, that doesn't make any fucking sense. It's easier just to have Juno bleed out and die. So they just cut that shit out.
Yeah,
okay.
Which kind of is weird. And like, Jordan, I was mentioning this on the podcast last week, but I don't know if you'll agree. But I was kind of saying, like, it's kind of interesting because Fox is doing this. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they do the same thing with Deadpool. But only, like, maybe they'll do, like, a PG-13 version in theaters and then do, like, the R-rated version on the Blu-ray.
Oh, I would be down for that.
Do an R version. Man, Deadpool deserves an R rating. Like, there's certain things that deserve an R rating, like Cabin in the Woods, you know, porn, like, R rating. That's what you need.
I think porn's X-rated.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. What kind of porn are you guys watching? I'm watching snuff films. I don't know what the fuck you guys watch.
I watch the Cinemax porn where you don't really watch dick going in. You kind of just see two people eating. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, dude, that's the one thing I've turned me away from porn, like, when I've been 18. It's just that. I just can't watch porn because of that. It's just like, man, I can't watch that shit. I just grow.
Like, you can't hear any people moaning or talking to each other. There's like this weird techno music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, bro. Yeah. I got
you. The kind of stuff that you pay for at a hotel.
Don't die, Jordan.
Goddamn, don't die, Jordan. So anyways, are you guys going to go get the road cut?
No.
I'm going to watch it on YouTube. I'm kind of thinking it's probably not going to be much.
For how much are they? How much are they selling it for? Is it an extra $2? Or are we talking like an extra $50? Like,
well, no, because it's probably going to be like a full fledged like $40.
Yeah, no.
Or I don't know how much Blu-rays are now.
Yeah, no, I'm not buying a $40 DVD to watch the road cut. I'll go buy a $20 DVD. Yeah. Thanks.
The Daily Marvelite, which is a site I've never heard of before. They like just randomly popped up today.
Okay.
When they said that Avengers 3, which is, well, kind of like we all assume is going to be the Infinity Gauntlet, they report that it's going to be released in two parts. So, kind of like a Matrix, Reloaded in a Matrix Revolutions kind of thing.
Or like Harry Potter, how they did, like there was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 3.
Let's not talk about that movie, because I'm going to talk about that for about an hour. The first part can go...
Okay, so anyways, do you guys think this is realistic? Like, do you think they'll actually do this?
You know, why don't you guys go first? Because I'll probably go on a tangent here.
Okay. 100% yes. What they're going to do is going to get Thanos, he's going to kill everybody, and the second part, Spider-Man shows up and saves everyone.
Here's my, like, thing on this, is that this just doesn't make any sense because... Hypothetically, Avengers 3 is the last movie for both Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. So if you split this into two movies, they wouldn't be able to appear in the second part because technically that's a separate movie.
No, it's not. It'd be the same movie.
Well, no, it would be a separate movie.
Still the same movie.
Well, legally, it's two movies.
No, because they would film it in one shot still, but they would split it up in two. So they'd be in the both the movies. That's what they do.
Because I'm pretty sure that would count as one. That's just my like gut reaction. Like, I don't know anything about their contract.
Yeah, anything, so what they do is that they have part one and part two still, but it would still be one shooting. So it would be like, so they'd be still on that contract. They wouldn't go anywhere else.
Either way, like, let's say that wasn't the case and they were like able to appear in both. I still just hate the fact that like you leave it on a cliffhanger like that.
Yeah,
like, TV shows are different. Like TV show, you only have to wait a week, but when you have to wait like 6 or 9 months or a year, it's like, come on.
Well, it kind of loses like Lord of the Rings, where like waiting for the next part to come out, it kind of loses the fascination of the movie. I'm agreeing with you on this very much so, especially with the last movie with Lord of the Rings, the Desolation of Smaug, whatever the fuck you want to say it, and. That whole entire dwarf scene, and he goes to the village, and like, I just don't want to see the next movie because I know what's going to happen next. The dragon's going to die, and I'm not going to go see it because that was the point of watching that goddamn movie, was the Hobbit versus the dragon, and like, it just loses such a, and like the Matrix, even like when they did the ending part of Matrix Reloaded, and they did, it's kind of like a two-parter as well. Like, it just feels, eh. And like Harry Harry Potter is the same thing, and like we continue on, but like I agree, it just no.
I just think it's a bad idea. Jordan.
Yeah.
What about you, Jordan?
I also think it's a terrible idea, and maybe for a different reason. It's that it's such a cash grab right now, to the point where it's like, you know, every movie, like. Franchise is doing it. There's two parts for every franchise now. There's a part one and part two, and it's so, not only is it confusing, but it's so disrespectful to the audience. And I feel like if Marvel did it, and I do feel like there is a high chance they would do it, they would lose any respect I had for them as filmmakers, because it's just so utterly disgusting to me that they would see it as a good way to tell a story that you would cut off the height of the film.
Yeah.
I mean, I would much rather they have a 200-minute long movie rather than one that's like split into two. I mean, I don't care if I sit in the theater.
Well, why don't they just bring back that thing back in, like, if you ever watched the Madman Mad World where there's an intermission. Like, why don't they just bring back intermissions for half an hour? Like, if you actually get the old VHS for a Madman World and you actually play through it, there's a 30-minute intermission. Like, literally, there is a 30. You put the tape in, you go to watch the movie, and there's a 30 minutes of. There's like a song, like a music going on for half an hour. Like, why don't they just bring that back and like go get your snacks and pop and then come back to the movie theater? There you go.
Yeah, it's like, go take a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, yes, I will. I will go take
like,
a shit.
Like, that's what it says on the screen. Go take a shit for half an hour. We'll be back. Okay.
You just sit, you just take a shit for 25 minutes, get up, you're like, I'm going back.
Come back, man.
Goddamn. But I think if they are doing this, that kind of confirms we're doing Infinity Gauntlet. Because, I mean, only Infinity Gauntlet would need the story to be split in two.
Yeah.
I feel. Okay, on to Star Wars.
Woohoo!
It's some, like, concept art this week. Shows off some, like, Chrome Trooper and some, like, Millennium Falcon and, like, some lightsaber battles.
Yes.
And there was like some like rumor today of like a big giant forest battle.
Sick. This movie's getting sicker and sicker as like more news comes out.
What was funny today is like I commented on the article that said, oh, you know, they've got a forest battle, and I just like embedded a picture of the Ewoks. I'm like, yeah, there's your forest battle.
Oh shit. God damn it.
Just Jawas on the left side and Ewoks on the right, and Ootini! And they just fucking battle each other. Like, yeah, there you go. There's your fourth battle. Like,
dude, Jawas and Ewoks battling would be the sickest fucking thing ever.
Yeah, like, dude. That's what I'm saying. There's your fourth battle. There you go, man.
But you would need, like, so many midgets for that. Like, you would have to, like, gather the world's midgets.
Midgets would have worked like, for years.
We need 2,000 midget extras.
God, that'd be so cool.
I think that's the title of this week's podcast, 2,000 Midget Extras.
Oh, that'd be great.
J.J.
Abrams, make it. No, Gareth Edwards, make it happen. And Rian Johnson. All three of you directors, make that shit happen in each of your movies.
Dude, do like an extra cut, like a director's cut. And like, and back, and like, you have the actual forest battle. And like, and this was actually happening. That's what's going on. Like, oh, Tierney!
Secretly, Alex is listening to this podcast right now yelling. He's like, God damn, guys, you can't do that.
No, I know he fucking agrees, too. He's like, oh, Gareth Edwards doing a fucking midget battle? That's the sickest fucking thing I've ever heard.
God damn. I'm just envisioning that now. It's like, there's none of the main characters. There's, like, no Sith Lords or no Jedis. It's just
Ewoks
2 hours of just
Jawas.
Midgets fighting.
Let's get it up. I like that guy. He's actually there from the UFC. He's like, Jawas are you ready? Ewoks are you ready? Get it up!
The question is who would win?
Jawas. They're balls
Jawas,
out.
Man. They're not freaking.
They're a bunch of balls out motherfuckers, okay?
They got like all the droids and shit.
Oh, God.
No, man.
They would win that.
Jawas. They live together, they die together. Jawas for life.
Jawas for life.
It's like a Jawa doing like a peace sign outside of that big vehicle they drive.
Look at this thing, man. It goes up and down. Look at the droids. Boop, 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 yeah.
Oh, dude. Dude, Jawas and Ewoks versus sand people. That'd be the sickest thing ever, dude. Someone get on that movie, whichever director they hire next, or just do that shit.
Just do that for 2 hours. Just fuck everything else. Dude, just have that.
Even better.
And do like a war history channel kind of thing. So like it's like war history. Like they have a whole entire like old Jawas talking about like, oh, it was insane, oh, Houtini, and like all that shit. Yeah, make it happen.
Well, I mean, also too. I mean, if you're making that new Star Wars Battlefront game, you should put that in as a game.
Oh God, Jawas versus sad people, or Jawas and Ewoks versus the sad people. Capture the flag, Bo.
dude, yeah, three teams, each team, yeah, do it.
There you go. We just, like, gave you a free idea right there.
And it would be so hilarious if, like, you could choose, like, the terrain. So it would be, like okay, no sense you, why sand I'll people would be right on, now, like, Planet Hoth.
Dude, it'd be fucking...
Or the Death Star.
If EA does that, if they say it's an Xbox One exclusive, I fucking hate the Xbox One, they were like, we're doing this, I'd totally buy an Xbox One for that shit.
Damn.
Wow. That shit hardcore. Right there I bought.
That is hardcore.
Oh, God.
Dude, I would have so much fun in that. I wouldn't fucking care if I lose it with. I'm just like, I'll fucking job one. I'm gonna shit. I'm gonna take my spirit
and shove it up right to now. I'm not even ass. High. I'm sober.
Me neither. I find that hilarious.
Oh, God.
That'd be the greatest mood ever. It'd just be like sand people and Jawa shooting at each other. Meanwhile, the Ewoks are just throwing rocks at each other.
They're setting up like Home Alone traps. And like a sand person like steps on a tripwire and gets like smushed by two rocks.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Damn it. EA, make this happen. I mean, you can delay the game for a few months if you need to.
I can't delay it for 5 years. I don't give a shit. Just make it happen.
Just put this in. God damn. And like, you know, there's gonna be vehicles in that game. Well, instead of vehicles, they could just ride on those like elephant things that the sand people use.
You're blowing my mind right now, man. I'm freaking out, man.
Hey, we took a hit of acid and I'm fucking tripping already, man. What the fuck's going on?
Speaking of tripping. There's gonna be no Xenomorphs in the Prometheus sequel.
Yeah, I'm not watching the movie.
Which makes no goddamn sense.
Yeah,
I'm
not watching the movie.
Like, okay, I was not even that excited from the Prometheus sequel anyways, but then they say there's no aliens and it's like, what the fuck?
Well, it's
because there, we hit it. Were there aliens in the first Prometheus?
Yeah.
I never saw the first.
Oh, yeah, it was like a post-credit scene.
Oh, really?
Like the alien pops out and was all like
Prometheus is supposed to be like the origins of the Xenomorphs.
Yeah. And then they're making a sequel, which is kind of weird because it's like should have just been one movie, but now it's a sequel.
Maybe I should really watch Prometheus. I don't.
It's kind of shit.
I think you'll enjoy it.
You'll enjoy it, but it's kind of shit in a way. Like, well, I watched it, but I'm not ever gonna watch that movie ever again because it was kind of. It's a one-shot deal. Like, you watch it, and like, well, that was kind of stimulating, but that was about it. Like, you know, I got a little tickle underneath the balls, but that was about it. Like, that was fun.
It's Lucas's review of the movie. It tickled
my balls. Just underneath.
Tickle my balls. Do it.
So anyways, shit, don't do it. Why are you not putting aliens in the Alien prequel?
That doesn't make any sense.
Sequel? It's stupid. On to things that are also stupid. So Blizzard, maker of World of Warcraft, Diablo, and StarCraft, they were working on this MMO for like a few years called Titan. And then they just canceled that game.
I know why, too. Because I was playing World of Warcraft a couple months ago. I'll call it. I know what it is.
So why do you think?
I know exactly what it is. It's because Mr. Pandora failed. That's totally what it was. And they're worried about this next expansion because they've lost... 4 million subscribers or something like that, and I don't know what their pre-sales are like, but I guarantee it's pretty low. Like, the game right now, they fired one of their big employees, and they've been trying to do... they're trying to do, like, a single-player slash MMO now. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Like, I played the game this is a month back, and I've played, like, World of Warcraft like it was a religion. You okay there, Jordan?
It is a religion.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm listening.
Okay. No, just you sniffed there. I thought you were dying again.
No, I was moved the mic away from my mouth so I could sneeze. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Just making sure you're okay.
Apology accepted.
And I played Burning Crusade. I played Wrath of the Lich King. I quit in Cat, and I kind of played Muslim Ben Pandora. And, like, it's just become such an easy mode of a game. Like, literally, like, you go into the game, and, like, you get everything, and then you get bored. Like, that's it. Like, that's the game right now. And, like, maybe that the sales didn't let them want to make another MMO. I'm not too sure, but I guarantee it was Mr. Pangara that made him into Captain Titan. So that was my thing.
I also think, too, because it sounded like the game had a lot similar with Destiny.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like they were probably like, well, we don't want to do the same thing as Bungie, so...
The fuck is wrong with the reviewers with Destiny? Like, they're giving it's a low review, which is fine. Like, I hate first-person shooters, and, like, look, I know this is off-tangent again, but, like, kind of. But they're giving low reviews because it's an MMO. Like, it's vanilla, and they're like, well, I can't get my legendary right away, and, like, I'm gonna give it a 4. And I'm like... So it's not like you like the graphics, you like the sound, you like the gameplay, but you don't like the grinding? That's what an MMO is, guys. It's grinding. Like,
yeah.
The fuck? You can't just give it a 4 and just say, like, because it was grinding.
Well, and the problem with reviewing a game like that is it's going to grow over time.
Exactly.
And, you know, get more content. So, I mean, if someone buys the game 4 months down the road, it's going to be completely different than now. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. That's the problem with a game like that is, yeah, you're right. Like, people are reviewing it, but they're not really thinking of the future of the game. They're just kind of looking at it right now.
Which is fine, but you can't, if you want to judge it, that's fine. Like, well, I didn't like it because there wasn't enough content right now, which is fine. I got that. But you can't whine and complain and bitch and give it a 4 because it's an MMO. Like, it's an MMO. Like, you grind, you do boring quests all day long, you grind some more, and then you never get your legendary. Like, that's what MMOs are, guys. Like, stop mutant.
If I worked for like an IGN or something like that, I would basically just be like, we're not reviewing this game for like a few months till like we've got like a solid idea of what the game actually looks
like. Yeah, but you need to review it right away because people want you to review it right away. Yeah. That's the difference. You're paid.
That's the only problem. Speaking of things that are not problems, or maybe they could be problems. So GTA 5, it's coming to next gen and PC. And apparently there's a rumored first person mode. Which is really fucking weird.
What? Okay.
So first,
not like a mod? First person, like, GTA. Is going to be a first person mode?
No, like this is something that Rockstar is putting in. Like this will be in the official release. Like an actual first person mode. And so that's like, you know, on ground, walking, and also in the vehicles. So... Part of me thinks this is probably just a reason to like get you to go buy the next gen version if you already bought the previous gen version.
But they still don't have heist on the multiplayer. Still,
you still hate them for that.
I know I'm kind of hating on them for that. They're like, we're doing like that was their big thing in this gen cycle, Xbox 360 cycle, was that they were going to do heist online. And my friend and me play the multiplayer, and literally there's nothing to fucking do. You do some missions, you race, and like you rob a convenience store, and then you get killed by the cops. That's basically all the multiplayer is right now. There's nothing else to do. And like, and in Red Dead Redemption, there was so much shit to do in Red Dead Redemption, and like they were really good. And at a first person shooter mode, like why? It's what? I don't know. What the fuck?
It's almost like they're wanting to like piss off those like groups of parents or whatever that are always trying to hate on GTA, you know. Now they'll have like another reason to like fire at the game. It's like, well, you can do it in first person, so it's more immersive.
You know, sometimes when I get bored on the GTA 5 multiplayer, I recreate scenes from movies. So, like, the other day, me and my friend, we were playing, and we recreated the race scene from the end of the first Fast and Furious movie where Dom's car flips over, and then Paul Walker walks out and gives Vin Diesel his car, and he drives off.
See, that's the thing. You gotta make your own fun Grand Theft Auto. But it's just, like, that's why I didn't, like, I'm playing with my friend. I like the guy and all, but it was just boring as fuck. Maybe just because I didn't have a good friend playing it. I don't know.
Yeah, you need more friends.
I need more friends on Grand Theft Auto. That's what I need.
There you go. Go at Lucas.
No!
Listeners, go
I don't want you whores touching my fucking gang. Get the fuck out.
Are they going to touch your game? They're just adding you on PSN.
I don't know. They're always touching my game, man. It's like my fucking Lucky Charms. They're always touching my game. I don't know why they're stealing my game.
They're always touching.
Goddamn, Lucas. Sometimes you say the craziest shit, but I love it.
Makes no goddamn sense.
Oh, Nicky, I'm standing my game. I don't understand it. Don't touch my grand theft auto park.
It's like someone sends Lucas a message. It's like, hey, want to play a game of GTA 5? He's like, fuck you, don't touch my game.
Oh.
Sad puppy eyes. No, so, no, not a sad puppy
speaking
eyes.
Speaking of touching disc.
We're touching
Guardians
dicks
of the
now?
Galaxy. Yeah, touching dicks.
Okay. Are you bisexual?
That's all this podcast is about.
Touch.
Rubbing each other.
Dick.
Guardians of the Galaxy, the Blu-ray or DVD, if you're still like in that kind of thing. It's coming out December 9th.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really big news, but it's like...
Of course it is.
I'm not normally excited to get a Blu-ray. Like, I normally am like, eh, I'll get it when I get it. But I'm like, I'm probably going to get this on Amazon and pre-order
yep.
it. I'm just like that excited for it.
Yeah. Mm.
What I always used to do before I became an adult and I had to pay bills, like when the summer movie season was over and Christmas time came around, I would like make a list of the movies I liked from the summer and just buy that shit on Blu-ray. I used to have like fucking 300 yeah. movies. And now it's like I'm depressed and I don't have shit. And it's like...
Jordan, it does get better. Like, I don't know how old you are right now. Like, I'm assuming you're like 20 something. Like, I'm in my 30s. It does get better. It really does. Like, it's just you're at that stage where, like, fuck, man. I fucking hate being stupid paying bills.
This is sounding like the beginning of a country song.
Yeah, yeah, you're in the beginning of a country song. That's what.
It's like instead of losing your dog, you lose your DVD.
I used to have a bookshelf of alphabetized Blu-rays and DVDs, man, from A to Z. And now it's like I look at it and it's goddamn pitiful.
I had to sell a bunch of my DVDs because, like, I'm like looking at my shelf and I'm like, when am I ever gonna watch Constantine with Keanu Reeves again? I'm like,
that's the thing though. I watch Constantine Keanu Reeves all the goddamn time. So, like, I watch my shitty movies. I watch them. Oh, now I feel really pissy now. God damn it.
Well, at least you got your Wii.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Maybe I should stop spending money on that and I could. Fucking by Godzilla on Blu-ray, finally. I mean, Jesus. Go 1 week without weed, I could probably buy, like, several movies I wanted to buy. God damn it.
Speaking of Blu-rays, well, this is, like, the horrible segue. It's, like, the shittiest one I've done all week. True Detective... Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn were confirmed for season 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fucking awesome.
Man.
What are we talking about? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you don't like True Detective.
Well,
you might like the season.
Oh, the energy's leaving me.
There might not be a Batman voice or whatever. I mean...
Hey, let's go. Yes, Batman. Hey, you want to crash the parties? Oh, yeah, of course, True Detective.
You know, it's like a flat circle. We go round and round in the flat circle. And, you know, see how it's lived to life. No,
so
you don't. You love it just like we do.
No. No, I do not. It gets...
I love how you just find, like, this one, like, silly thing to, like, harp on. You're like, well, the guy sounds like
Batman.
Two episodes.
And it just was, like, it came out of the Batcave. Like, and I'm talking, like, the Batcave, like, in Match, like, the Batcave of Batman's ass. Like, that Batcave. That's where it came from. Just, like, Batman took crap.
I love how everyone's like, this is the greatest TV show of all time.
Like...
And Lucas is like,
fuck that show.
No, it's Batman.
This is
dude, I can't stand that shit. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you people. Like, why do you like that stuff? I have no idea. It's shit.
It's a great show. I mean, you know, it's a good show. It's
It's not Columbo, but I mean,
the fact that it's such an angsty teenage bullshit. Like, I just can't get over it. Whatever. You know what?
No, it's not that angsty. It's not that angsty, you know.
Holy fucking
people are going through divorce. There's divorce, there's infidelity, there's incestuous relationships. I'd say that's a pretty far cry from fucking Dawson's Creek, okay?
The whole entire time, the two main actors look like angsty teenage Batman. Like, no. Like, you get all this drama, but then you act like teenage fucking Batman. No, fuck that. No. Fuck
well, okay, to be fair, if your wife divorced you because you were banging the 20-year-old secretary at your work, you'd act like that, too.
No,
I don't think Lucas has that problem.
You're talking about the show because I'm just going to fucking yell at it. You go ahead. I'm just going to keep out.
Okay. So one of my favorite parts of the first season was when, what's his name?
Rust or Marty?
Rust. Oh, Marty, yeah. See, I already forget. Goddamn, I should watch the show again. Anyways, I love it when Marty's like, he's like, doing some like shopping for tampons or some shit, and he's like, "God damn, I'm just gonna go to the bar."
Yeah, I remember.
I'm like, that is so true to life. Like, there are so many times where I'm like, I should go home and clean my place, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go to the bar.
I like how he also walked into the bar with the box of tampons in his hand.
Yeah.
Like the box of tampons were sitting there right on the fucking bar with him.
That's so true to life. I mean, I don't have to buy tampons, thank God. But I mean, I just sometimes was like, fuck this, I'm going to the bar.
Oh, God.
So Colin Farrell's character, he's a cop. And apparently he's got like some ties to organized crime. Like he might be like a dirty cop or something.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah. Well, you kind of like, you look at him. He's like, yeah, of course he's a dirty cop. He's Colin Farrell.
Man.
Of course. He takes bribes. You know he does.
Yeah. Let's talk about Vince Vaughn, because his character I like.
Yeah, so what's his deal?
He's like an ex. He's like an... Wait,
are
what
you
the...
reading what Lucas wrote?
Oh, did Lucas write that, or did you write that?
No, Lucas wrote that.
Oh,
Lucas just doesn't want to talk about TV shows.
Oh, okay. Damn you, Lucas. I was trying to focus, and
Oh, you're trying to focus, but I'm back.
Vince Vaughn. You're killing Jordan. God damn it, Lucas.
Vince Vaughn.
So who's Vince Vaughn's character?
He's like an ex-criminal. And he gets his shit together, and he becomes like the right-hand man of a politician or something. And like this politician has ties to organized crime, and like Vince Vaughn is basically like this dirty, like badass bodyguard type guy, and I fucking love that. Like the dude in Anchorman 2 and the delivery man is the biggest badass of the show. I fucking love that.
Yeah. No, and, like, I think obviously there's always going to be twists. I mean, the first season, there was, like, so much you just didn't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm kind of, like, excited. Cause, like, you're reading this, you're like, there's no way this is just it.
Yeah. I mean,
there's going to be more to this.
And then there's the, whoever, Keira Knightley and Rachel McAdams are up for a role, correct?
Yeah, and then the chick from Mad Men.
Mad Men, too.
She might be, like, it. Alcoholic cop or something.
That'd be sick. That's what I want. I want like two women characters that aren't just like total sluts. Like the wife.
Yeah.
Marty's wife was kind of a slut. I mean, she banged McConaughey. I mean, yeah, granted, yeah. If McConaughey wanted to have sex with me, I'd have sex with Matthew McConaughey in a heartbeat. But still, she was married. Like.
Yeah, it was basically like, what is she going to use? She's going to use her sex appeal.
Yeah. So
in like one of the most awkward sex scenes of the year.
Oh God! And then remember when he spanked her? I remember that. He's like, "There you go."
Lucas got dropped from Skype because.
Oh.
apparently it hates him.
Yeah, that's not our fault.
So let's talk about some TV, goddammit. Some shows came back.
Guess who's back?
Some started.
Some started, some came back, some we disagree about, and some we do agree about, correct?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Well, we've got a love-hate relationship in general. We're going to hate some shit. We're going to love some shit.
Yep.
It all works out in the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's an abusive relationship. Gotham, let's talk about that first.
I already know where this is going.
Yeah, we were talking chat about this. But, Gotham's first episode aired. What did you think of Gotham?
I'm gonna be honest. I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And what did you think about it?
At first, I really hated it.
Oh, okay. This is new.
And now I don't hate it as much.
Why is that?
Okay. The first time, it still seems like it's like they're filming it like it's a Burton or Schumacher film, or even Batman Begins in the first one, because it's like, it all kind of looks dirty, you know?
Yeah.
Like everything's got that filter on it.
I will agree with that. It's got the, there was a scene where Gordon was in his apartment with his wife, and there was this weird ass filter where every single light bulb was really oddly bright. You know what I'm talking about? You know which one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Weird.
I scenes like that and scenes with them in their police center just threw me off. I was like, what the fuck?
And another thing, and maybe some people who did watch the episode can agree with this, there's this weird thing, the show's setting is there's not a clear cut which time period this is set. Is this supposed to be set in, the 50s, the 60s, the 80s, the early 2000s? They have cell phones, yeah. But they also dress like they're, crime nor cops in a 50s pulp thing. They drive 80s cars, but they all... It's very weird how they're doing it.
And another thing that I kind of griped on is all the cameos. And some people are all like, oh, it's cool, all the characters they're putting in. But I kind of wish they would have held back on some. I mean, Edward Nigma, the Riddler, he didn't need to be in it.
True.
Poison Ivy, I argue.
Yeah.
You could have held back on her. Catwoman,
I feel like Catwoman was the setup, because the next episode, the whole episode is called Selina Kyle, so I feel like she's going to have her big episode next week or this coming week, I think.
But what's kind of funny, because I remember Alex always said, when we were following the show when it was before it came out, he's like, I'm getting such an awkward boner from this. And I'm like, I'm watching it. And the chick's strutting around. I'm like, oh, damn. And I'm like, no, no, no.
See, it's awkward for you guys, but it's not that awkward for me. I mean, I'm just.
You're used to this shit.
But one thing I will say is where it is this chick, she's stealing stuff, right?
Yeah.
But she's worried about her cat. She's not feeding herself, stealing to feed herself. She's feeding her cat, and that's it. There's no, survival for her. It's just, as long as my fucking cat's alive, I'm good. I'm straight, as long as this cat gets some goddamn milk. That was always weird to me.
My friend was watching it, and he sends me a Facebook message. He's like, oh, she stole milk. I get it, because she's Catwoman. I'm like, oh my god.
No shit, Sherlock.
But that was the whole goddamn episode. It's like, oh, Poison Ivy's got her plans. Oh, the Riddler's got his riddles. And I'm like, it was so over your head. And I was like, oh god, please be more subtle with this.
Yeah, I agree. Some things need to be more subtle. They kept saying, when Poison Ivy showed up, they kept saying, Ivy, Ivy, Ivy. I feel like if they didn't keep saying Ivy and just let us see a room full of fucking plants, then we would have been ooh, yeah, that's Poison Ivy. A lot of things,
yeah,
if Riller showed up and he was in the police precinct, if we saw him doing 100 fucking riddles on a newspaper, I think that would have been cooler, because we'd be like, oh, that's that guy. That's Jim Carrey right there. And
that's Jim Carrey, exactly.
Yeah. Then, like, some things could have been done more subtly. Some things I thought were cool. Like, like there was that the comedy scene where she beats the shit out of Penguin, and we weren't 100% sure if that was Joker or not. I don't know about you, but I did get a Joker feel, and I feel like maybe they tease it in the future. Like, you didn't 100% know, so you were like, is that Joker? Is it not? Who knows? Like,
I feel like they're going to play with Joker. You know, like, they're going to probably be like, oh, is this the Joker, or is this the Joker?
I feel like if they do Joker, the only way they're ever going to be able to do it is the way they did in Killing Joke, where he's, like, a failing comedian with, like, a baby and a wife and, like, all this crazy shit. I feel if they do it like that, that's the only way to pull it off. I'm sorry.
Well, and I guess, like, how they did it in there was kind of like that. I mean, he wasn't the best comedian.
Well, you meet Will Smith's wife laughed pretty hard. He did. <That's> Yeah. She's like, oh, sweetheart, you stay up on there. I like you. And he's like, oh, yeah. Will Smith's
wife. Oh, yeah, likes I got her dick rock.
Yeah. On. Man, I hope I get to meet Will Smith after this. I fucking love Men in Black. I hope I get to meet him.
Well, no, like, it's probably, like, he probably has, like, some shitty taste in movies. Like, man, I really can't wait to meet that actor from Wild Wild West.
Really?
God damn. Now I'm remembering Wild Wild West.
Oh, God.
And that song.
Oh, welcome to the Wild Wild West. Oh, God.
That song's a classic.
Oh, God. And I'm just remembering that the guy who directed Wild Wild West directed all the Men in Black movies.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Now you're depressed.
I'm depressed.
God damn. You haven't been on the podcast in a while. Now we're just laughing it up.
Oh, yeah. This is good. I'm glad I did this.
Awesome. Let's talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
That's back. You watched that, right?
Yeah, I got a chance to watch that.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I'm 50-50 on it. Some things were really cool, and some things were just so limp that I was just like, ugh. There's a reason why this show had bad ratings at the start. Like, like Lucy Lawless and her whole bit. That was cool. I liked that, because they were introducing a new villain. They're introducing a new character that could come back, and they were trying to expand the universe. But then things like Sky and her becoming a better agent, and like May and her whole stupid thing, and Fitz and Simmons, like, that was all really dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. What did you think?
I'm really disappointed that, like, Fitz is the guy. Yeah. Fitz is the guy. I was a little let down that, like, Fitz wasn't, like, full retard. Like, I was kind of hoping he'd be all, like, derp-de-derp, you know?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. When the episode starts, he's just completely fine. He's right back up and doing his thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, aftermath, like, oh, I had to go into recovery and this and that. He was just like, yup, I'm doing science shit now. I'm going to try and bang this Scottish bitch, and I'm all right.
Well, he's, like, hallucinating Simmons.
Yeah, but still, like, he's fine. Like, he's not hurt. Like, he's out of that cryo tube or whatever. Like, how the hell did that happen?
I'm just like, oh, man. I kind of would have liked him to be just a little mildly retarded, just for the hell of it. I mean, just so they could be like,
he lost, you're like, I can tell you're trying to joke, but correct me if I'm wrong, he lost oxygen, so it makes sense, like, if he became a little bit retarded. So
I'm not even, like, joking, like, well, I'm kind of joking, but I'm also kind of like, you know, I kind of expected him to be a retarded, you know,
like, it makes fucking sense, he lost oxygen.
Yeah. You know, I expect it to be all like Stephen Hawking shit, you know, just being like, what up?
Like, the side of his face is like drooping. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, Eden Colton.
I'm still hoping that, like, the one that we saw is like an LMD.
Oh.
And then, like, the real Fitz is, you know, like, in a wheelchair. Yeah, and he's all like, I've gotta go make a bomb.
Hey, guy, I need to write my duties to you.
God damn. I'm so sorry, retards, if you listen to this podcast.
It's probably listeners that have, like, handicapped, like, brothers and sisters, and we're making fun of them. They're like, oh, fuck these guys.
We're joking.
We are, yes.
I'm pretty sure, like, we're all mildly retarded, too.
We're all depraved and sick, so it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I did like that, like, right off the bat, they had a villain from the comics. Like, they didn't just go into, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. shit.
Yeah.
Well, they did, but, like, it was nice that they tied it into the comics, and Absorbing Man's a pretty cool villain. I did like that Lucy Lawless's character pretty much got killed off in, like, the first episode that she was in.
Oh, like, yeah.
Well, she might come back. Who knows? She could be all, like, cyborg or LMD or shit, but, like, I just liked that. It was like, oh, a new character. Oh, she's dead. Well, that was pretty shocking. Yeah, I'm kind of like, man, and I mean, it did impress me to the degree that it should, that I'm like, I'll probably keep watching it, but yeah, it's still not like the best show on TV.
No, by
not by a long shot.
No.
And since you're a Sons of Anarchy fan.
Yeah, I'm a new Sons of Anarchy fan. Yeah.
Yeah, you like joined that bandwagon.
Yep.
But now you're on. What do you think of the new season, the final season?
Oh, it's on already?
Oh, you haven't watched it yet?
No.
Okay. I keep, like, joking. Like I go to that Facebook page, and, like, you know how sometimes Facebook pages are always like, what are you looking forward to in this episode? I keep trolling. I'm like, man, I really can't wait to see those scenes with Opie. And I'm sure somebody's like, God damn it.
No, someone's like, I miss Opie. I miss him.
Opie was pretty great.
He was badass. But I
like this beard.
I miss Clay, though.
Oh, yeah.
I miss Clay. And is Leela from Futurama? She didn't die, did she?
Wait, who is she playing?
The mom, Jax's mom. I forget her name.
Oh yeah, no, she's still alive. Oh,
okay.
But obviously, you watched the end of the last season, right?
Yeah.
Where like she kills, well, spoilers, I guess, but she kills his wife.
Yeah.
Jax's wife. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's been, like, a major story of the first, of, well, not the first season, this season. So it's been pretty exciting. I mean, they're still playing around with it.
Is she, like, the villain of, like, the season now, basically?
Kind of, and kind of not really. I mean, it's at the point now where Jax still doesn't know. Like, I don't think I'm spoiling anything, but, like, Jax still doesn't know that it was her.
Yeah.
And the whole, like, thread of this season is that he's like on a war path because of like what happened with his wife. So he's like dropping motherfuckers left and right. And she should just be like, by the way, I killed your wife, but she's not, and just letting all this blood fly.
That would be sick if she did that. He's just like, wait, what? Like, they're at dinner together, and she's like, oh, yeah, remember your wife? What was her name? Shit, what was her name? Sarah?
Oh, shit, I forget her name.
Because she was so goddamn boring.
Yeah, she was. No, like, it's pretty much, like, a lot of people are guessing that, like, the last episode of the series is probably going to be when he finds out. I mean, I hope not, but you never know. And, you know, she's got her boyfriend now, the Mexican guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. You know, I just realized, isn't that one guy still alive? That business guy from, like, the third or second season who they let get away? You know what I'm talking about?
Not too sure.
He was in cahoots with the white supremacists, and they're about to kill him inside of a gas station, and then they left because Jax's kid got kidnapped.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, he was back for like one episode, and then they're like, yeah, you're free to go.
See, that's the thing with this show, is it's not a perfect show. Like, it gets some shit wrong sometimes. It just forgets some of its own story. But, I mean...
Oh, yeah, and like, he had this weird, very weird relationship with his daughter. It was almost bordering on incestuous. Because it was just like when he kissed her and talked to her and like was standing next to her, it felt very uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about though, right?
Oh, yeah. I think I remember. That was like the second or third season.
Yeah.
Because that was before the season with the Irish.
Yep.
Which, that season too, where it's like, oh, he might have a sister or something like that.
Yeah. It's like, his dad banged a chick from Ireland and fathered an illegitimate daughter. And Jax was about to bang the illegitimate daughter without knowing that it's his sister. And then the two moms of both kids walk in and they're like, so you guys, bro and sis.
This shit really does creep up on the whole, like, incest thing.
Like, you guys are brother and sister now, so, yeah. Do whatever you want. Like, I remember, like, the mom and the illegitimate daughter had, like, a really heartfelt and, like, emotional thing. And, like, Jax and his mom are, like, in the backyard drinking and smoking and, like, talking shit about his dad and talking shit about Clay. And, like, they're laughing about it. Like, two are crying and the other two are, like, getting drunk. That's funny.
It's like, kind of a weird show. I mean... I've watched it from, like, the first season. Like, I'm kind of like you. I think I joined it on in, like, the second or third season.
I joined in the season of Opie dying.
Okay. Yeah, which is, like, a couple seasons ago.
No, like, one, right?
I think it was two ago. I think. Yeah, I think it was, like, not last season, the one before.
It happened in the same season of Clay dying, correct?
No. Clay died in the one after. Or no. I think you're right. See, that's the thing with the show. I can't keep track of shit.
Because I think Opie dying was the thing that finally made Jax decide to kill Clay. Because yeah. Clay dying was the second to last episode of last season.
No, the one before. Because the last one was basically his wife wanting to leave him.
Oh.
She was being all like... I'm going to leave you and take the kids.
Okay, so maybe I'm off. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think you're off by a season, not by much.
Okay.
But anyways, show's back. I mean, it's the final season. So whether you hate the show or love it, I mean, it's almost over. It'll be interesting to watch how it ends.
Yeah, I mean, it won't be Breaking Bad or Mad Men, but it'll be interesting nonetheless.
Can't be as shitty of an ending as Dexter.
God.
Or Lost.
I have a friend at work who's like getting into Dexter, and I'm warning her, like, after the third season, you might as well just stop. And she's like, oh.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well, that's the thing, because a lot of people are like, oh man, I hear that show's really good. And you're like, yeah, you're hearing about the first, like, three seasons. Well, and the fourth season, I guess, is pretty good.
The fourth season is the one where the sister is dating the killer?
No, I think the fourth one's when his wife dies.
Oh.
But
Yeah.
The Trinity Killer.
Oh, yeah. John Lithgow, correct?
Yeah, which is funny, because that's probably, like, the best season of the show, when it's, like, right in the middle.
Duh.
So, like, you have to watch the other ones, just for it all to make sense.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about South Park. That came back.
Yep.
Did you watch the newest episode?
I did.
It was, I don't know, it was kind of funny. I mean... Kickstarter.
It's
kind of like
the parts that made me laugh were the parts where, like, it had nothing to do with the Redskins or Kickstarter, or it was the parts where it was like they were making fun of Indians. Anytime it was like a reference to Indians, like there was a part where like they have the Redskins logo and like Cartman draws titties and balls on it, And, like, it was, like, some stupid Apple or Sony press conference where he's walking around, like, yeah. We're very thrilled to introduce to you our new line, our new product line that's going to revolutionize how we do things. When you think of the Washington Redskins, you'll think of titties and balls. And, like, it's so dorky.
Yeah, like, that was the whole thing. It was like, oh, we've got a new logo. And, it, like, the logo was just, like, tits and
a cock and yeah,
dick. Yeah. And then their second iteration of the logo, or the third iteration, is like that dick, like ass fucking someone else.
Yeah.
Like that's basically the show.
Oh man, which is
kind of funny. I mean, the Kickstarter stuff was kind of funny. I mean, I did like the part where they were like, "Oh, we get paid for basically doing nothing," and I'm like, "Yeah, that's pretty much Kickstarter."
One thing I did like, though, was how they're like, we're trying to figure out a whole new name for our startup company. And, like, they're immature fourth graders. So, of course, they're going to think of, like, balls and cock and pussy, like, stuff. They're not going to think of, like, oh, some, like, official name company. Like, they're, like, going to come up with, like, dirty shit because they're fourth graders.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing about this show. This show can be clever when it wants to. But I can also know what it wants to be when, like, I honestly believe the best episode of the whole, like, show ever is the hockey episode, because it recognized that it was just a bunch of kids being fucking kids. And I think when this show does that, it's perfect.
I think my favorite was the Special Olympics one.
Oh, yeah.
Where Cartman tries to scam the Special Olympics.
Yeah. And, what's his name? Jimmy takes steroids. Yeah. I will admit that maybe that show's about a good throw for me, because the scene where he rages out on his girlfriend and his mom is about the funniest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. He just starts
no joke. Them. Like, when I was a teenager, like, me and my brother were like having a couple drinks and watching that, and we laughed like for a good solid 20 minutes, because like, that shit just cracked us up. And to this day, like, when I watch that, like, my sides hurt from laughing so much.
Oh, God. Yeah, that is a good one. I will admit that. Just for that.
But I like the hockey one, too.
Yeah, the hockey one's great, because it's, like, the final scene. It's, like, the final showdown. And, like, these little kids are getting the living Christ beaten.
I'm kind of hoping that they don't do like what they did last season, where they did like that Black Friday thing, where they did like
three or four
episodes based on that.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, it wasn't a bad idea, but
it's not as good when they do that, because then it's not as relevant. Like, you get they're making fun of Game of Thrones and stuff, but like when you're like a week behind like the times, it's not as funny then.
Yeah. Well, I found they were recycling jokes too, and after a while, I'm like, I kind of want new jokes. I want, like, new gigs, and they weren't really doing that, so I was like, oh.
I will admit, though, probably the funniest thing about that whole, like, three-part episode was the fact that George R. R. Martin had a thing for, like, flashing his penis to children. Like, he was explaining a part in the book to, like, Butters and What's-His-Face, and he's like, and then Khal Drogo walks out, and he's got a big flopping cock hanging out, and, like, George R. R. Martin pulls his dick out, and he's like, look at it.
Goddamn, George R. R. Martin.
Oh, God.
You fucking crazy motherfucker.
Oh, God. He's getting close to death, too, so he better start finishing up this whole dragon thing.
Yeah, finish up the dragon shit. So that's all the TV shows I thought we would talk about. I mean, we can talk about more.
No.
Later.
There isn't really anything
else. Constantine's on.
Oh, Constantine's on?
Well, not now. It's like coming on in a few weeks.
Oh.
Well, we can talk about that when that comes up.
Oh, okay. You scared the crap out. Shit, I'm like what the hell? You're
like, did I miss that? Fuck.
Shit.
On my phone, I actually got a list of phones that I've got to tune into when they come back on. Like, that's how, like, old I'm getting now, is, like, I have to put reminders on my phone to tell me when the shows are on.
Oh.
So I got Homeland, The Walking Dead, Constantine, and The Flash.
Mm.
And The Flash I'm kind of morbidly curious on.
I don't think that one will be very good.
No. It's filmed in Vancouver, so...
Oh.
At least I'll be able to recognize shit. be like, hey, I know that place. Let's talk about, briefly, Rambo, the 2008 remake. Let's wrap up that shit.
Is Lucas coming back?
I think so. I'm gonna... He told me he didn't watch Rambo, so...
Oh, Rambo.
He's not gonna have anything to say about Rambo. Do you remember the fourth one?
Yeah, I did. And I remember it, like, being the most brutal one of them all.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That really was a good movie, though. Like, that movie got a lot of shit. And then I rewatched it, and I'm like, yeah, it's fucking tight.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, the third one, you weren't on when we were talking about the third one. But, like, that one was pretty violent.
Yeah.
And, I just, like, I laughed because it was just, like, the fourth one outdid it in so, like, just crazy intense violence. Like when he gets on the back of the Humvee with the machine gun and just, like, aims at the driver and just goes, like, full blast. You're like, holy fuck.
The best part is the part where, like, the girl is, like, watching Rambo sneak into the cabin and then he just rips out somebody's throat. I feel like that's the most brutal thing I've seen someone do in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But in terms of story, though, I really don't think it's that very good compared to, like, Rambo 1 or 2. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think after, like, the second one, they just kind of got into, like, we don't need a story. He'll just kill people. I mean, beginning is, I don't want to do this. Middle is, I kind of have to do this. And then the end of the movie is, like, oh, fuck this.
Ugh.
It's pretty much a Rambo, though. So that's it. Any final thoughts on the Rambo franchise as a whole?
The Rambo franchise as a whole, pretty good movies, kind of like what started Stallone's career other than like Rocky and stuff. I feel like if they, it's one of those movies that should not be rebooted just because of how, like, you know, it's got childhood nostalgia to it, so...
Yeah, and I also think, too, it's, like, with the whole Vietnam thing, I mean, like, it would be hard to do that with, like, an Iraqi vet or something like that. I mean, they could, but...
Yeah.
I mean, like, the Vietnam, I think it's special. It's like lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I just wanted to talk about that briefly. We're going to talk about Star Wars starting next week, so... If you really didn't want us talking about Rambo, audience, we won't talk about it anymore. We're done. We got emails, though. You ready for some emails, Jordan?
Let's do it. I haven't heard an email in a while.
I'm going to skip ahead because this one's from Marianne.
Oh, okay.
So, Marianne's like, hello, nerds. What the fuck happened to my pimp and main bitch, Jordan?
Whoa, hold on.
Did the hooker in his closet murder him?
Yo.
Seriously, though.
Yo. Let's hold up a sec, okay? Let's hold up a sec. Nobody calls me a bitch, okay? Yo, I'm your boy, I'm your dog, I'm your man, but I ain't your bitch, okay?
I was like, it's funny because, like, that email's been in here for, like, a week. I was just going to save it for when you come back on. So you should be happy now, Marianne. He's back.
I'm back.
Just don't call him a bitch. Show some respect.
Yeah, I've been through a lot, Marianne, okay? I mean, maybe if you called a nigga once in a while, I mean, shit.
Yeah, come on, Marianne. Show some respect. Brandon asks... Oh, no, he says, seriously, though, who is Peter Quill's dad? I've heard some theories, but who do you think is his actually, or who do you actually think is his father? Yeah. Good question.
I actually had a theory yesterday that I, like, at first I thought it was stupid, and then I was warming up to it, and then I thought it was stupid again.
What is it?
I literally thought for a second, like, well, okay, at the end of the movie, they're like, oh, it's an ancient race, you know, of alien whatevers. You know, they haven't been sought out to in a long time or whatever. Not very many of them left. And I'm like, holy fuck. They're not trying to say, they're not really going to. Are they really trying to say Peter Quill's dad might be Thanos? And I'm like, wait, oh. Wait. And I was like, no, that's stupid. That's dumb. That's dumb.
He would have like a Luke, I am your father moment.
Like, yeah, that's literally what it was. I literally thought they were going to go for like a Star Wars thing and be like, no, they wouldn't do that. Would they?
Well, I mean, his dad in the comics is
at war with Thanos. Correct?
Yeah, I forget the guy's name, but like...
Jason.
His dad in the comics. Jason, yeah. But they said that's not him, so it's like the one guy who's been his dad in the comics forever is now all of a sudden not his dad, so it's like, wow, who the fuck are you going to go with then? It's like, there's like no one else in the comics that's his dad, so...
I have a feeling they're still going to call him Jason, but they're going to be like... They're going to be weird about it. Be like, oh, he's not technically like the way he was in the comics. Like, we're going to see Jason, but it's going to be like some weird, like, weird shit. And then we're going to be like, okay.
Yeah, it might just be like a weird kind of like, well, technicality.
Yeah, like, okay. So Marvel might be lowballing us. You never know.
I really want it to be Adam Warlock. Mainly because I just want to see Adam Warlock. But we'll see.
I'll literally put $20 on the table right now if they do the whole Thanos thing. If they do that shit, like, everyone's hearing it first. I thirst. Jesus Christ. First, all right? I came up with the whole it might be Thanos thing, all right?
Yeah. This is where it originated, on the Three Angry Nerds podcast.
And then James Gunn listens to this and he's like, dear God, that's brilliant.
Yeah, he's going to like scrap whatever script he has just to like do that.
Why didn't I think of this before? God. Well,
they borrow a lot from Star Wars, so.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, having like Thanos, you know, like appear in like the hologram thing. I mean, that's all Star Wars.
Yeah.
Ryan, the master of the Mary Boff kill, has one for us.
And what's that?
So, Melinda May, Sky, and Simmons.
Didn't we already do this one?
I feel like we did.
I feel like we did this, like, when the show first came out.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think we might have. Sorry, Ryan. Go back and find that episode.
If we didn't... Feel free to ask us again, but I'm not going to repeat one.
I'll just briefly say, in the order of Mary Boff kill, I'll go Sky, Simmons, May. There we go.
Wait, Mary, Sky, kill Simmons, Boff, May?
No, sorry. I'll marry Sky. She's pretty hot. I get that forever.
Okay.
Simmons, I'll Boff. Because she kind of looks like she would kind of be annoying in bed.
Oh.
Like she would say shit and you're like, God damn it.
Stop talking about science, God.
Yeah. Or like, can you please stop screaming?
Yeah.
I know it's not that painful.
Yeah. And then May. Here's the thing about May. Like, you want to kill her, but do you honestly think you'll pull it off?
I don't think she would let me.
Yeah, so there's the thing.
She'd kill me before I get
to it. So yeah.
But I'd have to try. I mean, what you do is you just be like, hey, May, I made you this really nice romantic dinner, and then she eats it, and you poison it, and she just drops dead. And you're like, hey, fuck you.
True, I guess.
You just do it all like sneaky.
Which makes me think, if it was that easy, why didn't Ward just do that?
That's true.
Like
Ward's kind of like a shitty villain. So...
He didn't think that far ahead.
No, he's not as smart as us. I mean, he doesn't have a podcast with 49 listeners and, you know, whatever else.
No, he's just got, like, he lives in a world with superheroes and is, like, really, really buff and stuff. But, you know, that's just it.
Yeah, he's all looks.
He doesn't have earlobes, though. Have you noticed that?
You and Heise are all on this.
He does not have earlobes. Let's.
Yeah, he's kind of like a mutant in that regard. Maybe he's the first Inhuman.
God, he's so gross. So.
Tanya wants to know, with Apocalypse being the next X-Men villain, is there an X-Men villain we'd like to see adapted to screen?
Yes.
What's your villain choice?
I
feel like yours would probably be the same as mine, so.
You go ahead first.
All right, I feel like they should do Onslaught.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, he hasn't been done yet. Oh. He's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Or the Shadow King. Shadow King's pretty badass, too.
Onslaught would be pretty good. My only thing with Onslaught is that, like, if they do Apocalypse and more than likely it'll be CGI, I'd rather see Onslaught be done, like, practical effects.
Hmm. Or how about, like, a blend of, like, practical and digital?
Yeah.
Like, some digital enhancement.
Yeah, true. If I chose a villain, it would probably either... That's a really good question, actually. What's his fucking name? What's his goddamn name? Who's the guy that did, who fucking turned Wolverine into, like, a 12-year-old girl? You remember that?
No.
Where, like, Professor X, like, gave Wolverine the mind of a 12-year-old girl, and, like, he challenged Wolverine to a fight, and Wolverine's like, no, don't fight me, and he literally beat the shit out of Wolverine, and then, like, that beating, like, knocked the psychosis out of Wolverine's head, and he killed him. I forget his goddamn name.
I'm looking this up, because I'm now curious who turned Wolverine into a...
It was Professor X who turned Wolverine into a 12-year-old girl, but, like, it was the guy who beat the crap out of him while he was a 12-year-old girl.
Oh.
God. I can't remember his name. I really can't. Because I, like...
Is it Juggernaut?
No, it's not Juggernaut. It's some weird name. When I hear it, X-Men... Fuck this. I'm looking it up. Keep talking while I look it up.
Anyways, yeah, I mean, Shadow King would be pretty cool. Shadow King's kind of like all like mental and shit. But I feel like Shadow King couldn't quite carry a whole movie. But like, as like a secondary villain, he might do okay. I'm skipping over that email. Sorry, Hamid.
But what? Oh, what? Hamid emailed us again? What did he say?
Yeah.
What did he say? Come on.
Says, hello, nerds. My name is Hamid, and I appreciate you elaborate on your views on, and then he puts it in all caps, the fappening. And as such, I will continue to listening to your podcast. Thank you, Hamid.
Oh, okay. Good for you, Hamid. Glad you...
Thanks. Thanks for understanding, Hamid. Adam wants us to know where we think the next Mass Effect is going to go story-wise. Hopefully reboot. I mean, I don't want to see more Commander Shepard.
No.
I'm done with him.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't really do Commander Shepard. I mean, his story's done. I mean, what more are you going to do?
God. What the fuck is his goddamn name?
That's a good question. Is it Mr. Sinister? No. Maybe it is.
No, it's not Mr. Sinister. Is it? I feel like it's a name that I'm going to recognize. And when I see it, I'm going to be like, it's not Sebastian Shaw. I know that. Was it?
Maybe it is.
I'm looking now, just to be 100% sure.
Okay, well,
God damn it. It was. Never mind.
Oh, it was Sebastian Shaw?
Yeah, it was. That was my whole thing. It's like, if they ever did a movie with that villain, that'd be pretty cool. Because, like, I read that comic, and I was like, yeah, hey, that villain's kind of cool. And then I had no idea what the fucking guy's name was.
Of course, the one time they used Sebastian Shaw, Wolverine's not in that movie.
Yeah.
And he's, like, in every X-Men movie.
Well, he was in it for 2 minutes. Which is funny to me that they harp on that 2 minutes in Days of Future. They make it a big deal, too. Like, you told us to go fuck yourselves. That's really rude. You're a rude person. Go fuck yourself, man. And it's like, well, Jesus.
Yeah. I'm like, that's your universe building right there. You're like, you just connected first class to Days of Future Past.
Oh, X-23. That's what I'd like to see. There you go. I want to see Wolverine's illegitimate daughter.
Nice. Because you know Wolverine gets around.
Yeah.
He's a mad slut. So good old Scotty. He's got probably, in my opinion, the best email of the week. So he wants to know, if the Three Angry Nerds podcast was adapted into a video game, what would the game be like? So, first off, there would be a ton of microtransactions.
Oh, yeah.
So you would have to spend like $5 for like almost everything. Like, if you wanted to buy a digital beanie for Jordan, that'd be like $10.
And or if you wanted to buy beanies, by the way, so
sorry?
Oh, I was just making a joke. I'm like, I wear a lot of beanies, by the way, so
yeah, so you gotta like keep buying them those digital beanies. Or like if you wanted to buy pants for Lucas, I mean, that's like $10 right there. I mean, it wouldn't be free to play. Like, you'd have to, you know, pay $60 to start, but, you know, we'd all be about like getting your money.
Yeah. Not the best graphics in the world, probably. I feel like there'd be car chases. But it's like those car chases, I mean, they wouldn't look very cool either.
Like, we're talking like N64 graphics.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah, car chases. It would also kind of be like Pokemon Snap.
Yes.
Where you have to take pictures.
Yeah.
Just random. Just take pictures of us.
Like, remember in Pokemon Snap where you had to throw apples at the Pokemon to, like, get them to pay attention to you? That's what we're doing. Throw shit at other people so that way you can take a picture of them.
Yeah, only with us it would be, like, pizza or some shit.
Yeah.
Or a doobie.
Yeah.
You throw a joint to the ground, we're like, shit. I gotta come out. Oh, fuck, you took a picture.
I don't know if I should come out. Oh, God.
This is entrapment. Oh, I didn't get to share the story of the dispensary last week.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I wanted to, and I forgot. So I go into the dispensary. And it's so funny because it's all like a medical place. And as I'm in there, I'm like waiting for my prescription. And the guy that serves it, like, he basically looks like he was like a reject for the Grateful Dead. Like, he just looks like he belonged in that band. And like, these two like really uptight women come in and they got like a notepad and everything. I'm like, oh shit. And they're like, we need to see your medical license. And he's hiding it behind a Bob Marley poster. So he just, God, like, he like peels back the Bob Marley poster and he's like, there's our medical license. And I'm just like, oh God. Talk about illegitimate.
Fuck me.
So sorry. That's it.
I'm sorry.
I just thought that was funny. I was like, his medical license is hidden behind that Bob Marley poster.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. That nearly killed me for a minute. I'm sorry. I can't.
It's probably a dumb story, but.
I thought it was fucking insane.
Okay.
I
think that's it for emails.
Is it?
Unless we want to talk about some other dumb shit.
No, I think I'm okay.
Don't die. Okay. Next week we'll talk about Star Wars. Hopefully Alex will be back on then. I don't know what the hell's going on with him.
Yeah, he hasn't fixed his...
He, like, disappeared.
Yeah.
He's still engaged with the massive kangaroo koala battle that's going on in Australia right now.
I like to assume that this battle is, like, the final scene in The Dark Knight Rises. There's, like, one kangaroo, and there's, like, one koala, but they're standing in the middle of this giant fight. They're just, like, draw, and they start fighting and shit.
And there's, like, Alex, and he's like, I just want to play my PS4.
I just want to fucking... I just want to go get some Vegemite and other Australian shit. What are they like? Oh. Like meat pies, right?
Oh, meat pies are pretty sick.
Yeah. With like spiced mustard. And, oh man. I'm hungry now. Shit.
Yeah, we should like end this so we can go eat.
Yeah.
Good idea. All right. Peace out, everybody.
Laters.
Love us on Facebook. Love us on Twitter. Review us on iTunes. Tell us what you love so much about us. Tell us what you love about Jordan.
I'm back.
What's your favorite Jordan memory?
Yeah.
There. Just tell us that in the iTunes review. All right. For two angry nerds and one that's Bill because he hates TV. Peace.
Later.